Are there differences in those schools which implemented programs like Positive Actions, Le Belle Azioni, and Hooray to Differences, Hooray to Participation, in the students' level of participation, specifically during this pandemic? Did those participating in the training programs develop greater awareness about diversity, reduce negative stereotyped attitudes, and acquire more refined interpersonal relationship skills, promote pro-social skills, and favour positive and hopeful attitudes when faced with problems and difficulties? Page 167. In the third and final core theme, Nota explores the development of positive attitudes like hope and optimism. Since these positive attitudes are involved when dealing with diversity and pro-social behaviour towards other, it is these positive attitudes that we need to develop in our students and ourselves. Here she introduces the workshop, Jujube of Optimism and Hope at School, Nota DiMaggio, Santilli and Ginevra, 2014. This workshop proposes to analyse, together with the children, the idea of optimism and hope, stressing the importance of certain strategies and ways of thinking, and developing children who are optimistic and hopeful. Page 169. Jujube, Giugiole in Italian, and Gugu in Maltese, are colourful gummy sweets which children love. The children are taught to identify positive thoughts and characteristics associated with hope and optimism, as opposed to negative thoughts and characteristics. This helps the children formulate positive objectives for their own future, showing also the strategies they need to achieve them. Page 169. There is no quick fix for inclusive education. We are in the business of developing relationships, creating an environment where all children, teachers, other educators, and parents feel that they belong. This needs time. It needs nurturing and continuity to develop security, participation, hope and optimism, and a sense of belonging. We need to identify and eliminate any systemic barriers to inclusion which favour segregating practices, and introduce inclusive methodologies and positive attitudes on a whole school approach. Seresi and Nota are masters in this, and I thank them once again for continuing to generously share their innovative insights on how children may be prepared to become empowered and self-determined, making their voices heard in an inclusive participatory environment. The whole interview may be viewed https://www.mrer.org/wp-content/uploads/2017/12/2-Elena-Tanti-Burlo%cc%80.pdf. Dr. Elena Tanti Burlo, University of Malta. Selected references. Asante S. 2002, What is Inclusion? Toronto, Inclusion Press. Banks J.A. 2009, Diversity and Citizenship Education in Multicultural Nations. Multicultural Education Review, 1-1, pages 1-28. Nota L. DiMaggio I. Santilli S. and Ginevra M.C. 2013, Nuggets of Optimism and Hope at School, a Laboratory for Middle School Students. Nota L. Santilli S., Seresi S. and Ginevra M.C. 2014, Employer Attitudes Towards the Work Inclusion of People with Disability, Journal of Applied Research in Intellectual Disabilities, 27-6, pages 511-520. Nota L. Seresi S. and Ferrari L. 2014. What are Emerging Trends and Perspectives on Inclusive Schools in Italy? In J. McCleskey, N. L. Waldron, F. Spooner and B. Algozzine, Editors, Handbook of Effective Inclusive Schools. Research and Practice, pages 521-534, London Routledge Publishers. Seresi S., Nota L. and Ferrari L. 2006. Family Setting in Down Syndrome. In J. A. Rondell and J. Pereira, Editors, Down Syndrome Neurobehavioral Specificity, pages 191-211, Chichester, Wiley S. Seresi S., Nota L., Ferrari L., Scaramella T. M., Ginevra M. C. and Santilli S., 2013. Inclusion in Italy, From Numbers to Ideas, that is, from Special Visions to the Promotion of Inclusion for All Persons. Lifespan and Disability, XVI 2, pages 187-217. Inclusive Education in Malta. The National School Support Service of the Ministry of Education and Employment, Malta, took exception to the article on inclusive education in Malta in the last issue of Inclusion Now, number 55. Richard Reza, the author, accepts he should not have identified an individual pupil and apologises for this. However, his article was written from his personal perspective and expertise, and was drawing on talks with inclusive education experts in Malta, 40 LSEs, staff at the school visited, and some parents of disabled children. He also had a briefing from the National School Support Services, who have criticised the article. This magazine goes by the UNCRPD definition of inclusive education, but we welcome dialogue.